Good morning, everyone. We are here with REC for our Good News Fredericksburg podcast. This is Anna Talcott and I'm Tabitha Hall, and we're joined by Jason Satterwhite, Director of Operations and Construction Services for REC. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
How's it going today?
Good. Just another busy day at REC, working remotely from home this week.
Yes.
That's cool. Awesome. We're not going to tell everyone that we had to restart this episode a few times.
Why don't you go ahead and start us off with telling us a little bit about how you got into this career and what you do now for REC?
Okay. So my career started back in 1998 when I was hired as a dispatcher to work in up. Back then, it was an after-hours dispatch center. And then slowly we transitioned to a central operations center in the early 2000s. And I served as a dispatcher through 2015, where I was then promoted to a system operations supervisor to oversee the operations center. And 2021, in January, I was just promoted to the director of operational and construction services, which oversees the operations center. I oversee two departments, the operations center and the contract administrator that handles all of our overhead underground contracts, misutility contracts, and then a second department, which is our SCADA load management and soon to be titled field communications department, which oversees our equipment that makes our substations and equipment in the field talk back to the office. And allow also our radios in our trucks and our microwave system.
Now, Jason, I'm really jealous because I heard that you get to work with drones. Now, drones have been useful in so many ways. How have they been utilized for proactive outage prevention at REC?
So drones is another program that falls under my new responsibilities. So currently we have 15 aircraft spread out through our territory, our different offices, everywhere from Front Royal to Culpeper office to the Bowling Green office and our Fredericksburg office. And we have 23 licensed pilots. We use them for numerous things, such as inspecting lines for outage prevention. Our public relations group has a drone that they can use for any events that or any videos that need to be recorded for our members. Our linemen use it during outage responses for territory that may be difficult to get a truck to, where they can maybe fly a drone in, see what the damage is, get an idea of what's going to be needed before they make the walk into the outage area. It's been used numerous times that way. And we've also used it during times where we're rebuilding lines or reconstructing lines that may cross a water crossing. They'll tie a rope to it, fly the drone across, and then pull the rope back and be able to pull the wire across the water crossing. So they've been used a lot more than I kind of expected when you first hear the word, hey, how is an electric cooperative going to use a drone program? But we've been very resourceful.
Yeah, you think of drones of just like taking pictures and stuff, but sounds like y'all are using them for a lot more. And I know everyone's always worried about lineman safety. So I'm sure that's taken those numbers down a lot, which is awesome. Yeah. When you were telling us about what you do, I just kept hearing communication and, you know, I'm in charge of how everybody talks back and forth from on the field and in the office and all that. So how is a way that REC is working to keep members informed during those outages?
So the operations center is the bridge between the linemen in the field and the member services and their public relations group. So we're responsible for when the linemen arrive on scene of an outage, they provide us with an estimated restoration time and a cause of the outage. We update that information in our outage management system, which then feeds to our member-facing map, which outage map, which is located on their website in our storm center. And then we also provide updates to the public relations group via email back and forth about specific outages, they monitor social media. So if they receive any reports of outages or down lines, they communicate that back to us, and then we provide a feedback to them. So our role is we're really that key in between what's going on in the field and getting it out to the members.
The middleman.
Yeah.
A very important element of REC, that's for sure. And as a member myself, it is so helpful. I have not experienced an outage since being with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. So gold star for REC. But you guys keep me so informed as a customer and everything that's going on in our community and what you guys are doing, not only just here working in the chamber and seeing all your press releases and how proactive you guys are out in our community, making sure that our lights stay on, which we take for granted all day, every day. So thank you for being an important element of communicating all of that information to your customers, your community, and so forth, because it really, I promise, translates so well as a customer and also a community member. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so I want to talk a little bit about the demand response program and the benefits of it. I'm curious really on that one.
Okay, so demand response program, the benefit to the member is that we purchase our power. And when we purchase that power, there's peak times of purchase, and then there's non-peak times. When we have to purchase power at peak times, it costs more. It's simple supply and demand. So we have, under my department, the load management department, we have our system operator or system admin that monitors the forecasted peak for the month. And we initiate load control during those times to lower the peak demand for REC. When we lower that peak demand, we buy power at a cheaper rate or a lower rate, which in turn benefits all our members. And when it comes to those programs, we have numerous programs that we offer to be a part of that. Some of them are water heater switches, where we can turn off water heaters during the peak demand. We have some members that participate in a time of use program, which they purchase power at two different rates. During peak time, they pay a little more per kilowatt hour. So that encourages, and then during non-peak times, they pay less. So that encourages them to make sure they're using their power wisely. We also have AC switches where we can control, along with the water heater switches, some thermostats. And then we have a newer program that it's called the Summer Savings Program, that 200 randomly selected members are participating in now. We're hoping to increase that to another 1,000 members in 2021. And that's a voluntary participation once we offer it, and they're just encouraged to monitor their power too and use power less during peak times. And then we look back 10 days, and if they did reduce their power usage during those hours, we give them a credit back, a rebate back. So it's a little bit of incentives all the way around. You'll also hear during the summer months some of our marketing campaigns where we put out there called Beat the Peak, and we're just voluntarily asking the members to, you know, turn off unnecessary lights, wash your clothes, or you take showers at different times that, you know, may use more electricity. So
good to know.
Yeah, so that reduces, I mean, that saves hundreds of thousands of dollars for our members every year. So
I love hearing about all the new things that REC brings. You know, they're just things that, which I guess I've never gone into in-depth conversation with my electric cooperative before, like we have on this series, but I'm just learning so much, and I just appreciate all the new and innovative things that you guys are putting into place. One question that we like to put on the spot for you is, what is, as we close out, if you could just share, what is the most rewarding part of your job?
Just being reliable and keeping the lights on for our members. As you know, nowadays, electricity drives everything. Everything you do requires that, especially working from home now, you know, with everybody transitioning. So to see us work hard to provide reliable service. And then when we do experience outages or storms, the amount of work that goes in and the caring, it sounds cliche-ish, but we do strive to work towards our core values of caring, respect, integrity, and service. We drop what we need, what's going on, and we work until the power's restored. So, you know, and the families of the employees are very understanding too, just as we had an ice storm over Valentine's weekend. So, you know, we didn't stop working just because it's a holiday there. So it's been very rewarding personally also. You know, I took advantage of, as an employee, they have the college reimbursement program. So I actually got my college degree through paid for by REC. So
awesome.
That's amazing.
It's very rewarding.
And this is a theme that we see amongst all of our interviews with each. I don't know if you guys talk ahead of time or like coordinate answers, but we definitely recognize that the individuals who work for REC bleed REC. We've said that before and we'll say it again. But you guys are all about it. Like, look at the backgrounds. Every episode, at least there's a different background. You guys just have smiles on your faces and everything just comes naturally to you as you're speaking about your passion for REC. So we appreciate everything that you do for our community. Jason, we look forward to sharing this interview with everyone. And yeah, thank you.
Yes, I'll just give a quick shout out to the Leadership Fredericksburg class of 2017. We were the best. Well, we are the best.
So. Gotta throw that in there.
They'll be appreciative of that.
Thanks so much for joining us today, Jason. And let's get to our business spotlight.
Sounds good.